T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up, Joe?
We've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
Joe Patrick, Braves reporter, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good to have you in today, Joe. How you doing, buddy?
What up, Joe?
Hey, I'm doing good. Good, guys. How about you?
Oh, we're doing good, man. We're trying to get him up off
Randy's been better, but,
I'm cool, man. What's wrong with having a desktop in your house? That's why I'm trying to figure this out. Everybody want to be all modern with your fancy laptops. We got laptops, like I told you. Brian want to show up. Don't let Checkbook Randy come out and start, dropping, because I don't do that. Because we humbled over here in the McMichael house. But don't be trying to clown me by some damn, that's some. I don't got that, okay? All right, I'm modernized to a sense.
Joe, let me hit you with this right out of the gate. Is there any chance that Max Fried tomorrow can clown Trevor Bauer and win a pitcher's duel? I feel like if we can somehow beat Trevor Bauer, I feel like the series is the Braves. What do you think the odds are of Max outdueling Trevor in game one?
You know, it's going to be tough for Fried, and it's not necessarily because I think his stuff is going to be any different than what Braves fans are typically accustomed to seeing, but, just based on what we heard from him and Brian Snicker earlier today, it sounds like his stamina is not going to be the same as it has been, at points this season where he's able to pitch 7-8 innings, be the kind of workhorse that he is, just because he hasn't been pitching those same kinds of innings with the injury situations he's been dealing with coming into this postseason. But the good news is that he is feeling great. He says he's feeling as good as he's ever felt, just 100% tip-top shape. So that is really good. Good to hear that he will be in fine condition. But it sounds like the Braves are really just kind of hoping they can get 5 innings out of him, 6 maybe, if he's more efficient. I think Bauer is going to be a guy who the Reds are much more likely to lean on later in the game, because the Braves have, they have a strength in the bullpen where they can, when Max Fried needs to hand the ball over, they're not losing a ton, as opposed to the Reds, where you feel like you want to get as much as you can out of a guy like Trevor Bauer, who's, of course, making, his own Cy Young case this year. So it should be an amazing pitching battle, which is kind of what we're all accustomed to seeing in the playoffs. And, Brian Snicker said that the pitchers have the advantages in these situations, especially when you have two teams that haven't played each other this year. They're kind of unfamiliar with each other in terms of the hitters being familiar with the pitchers and what they're going to see. So, it's going to be a really interesting thing. And I think that that puts a lot of pressure on both of these guys to perform for their respective teams.
Joe, give me an update on these injuries right now, because I saw today you had tweeted out Brian Snicker's talk about Austin Riley. What's the deal with his nephew Ronnie going to be okay? How are they doing this health-wise when we talk about the Braves getting ready for the playoffs?
Yeah, so I think that was the number one kind of storyline that everybody wanted to know when Brian Snicker did his press. And I think the overall news was very, very positive for the Braves, about as good as you could have expected. He said that Ronald Acuna is ready to go. Like, he's going to play. If the playoffs would have been, a couple of days ago when he was sitting out, he would have played then too. They just wanted to give his wrist a little bit of rest because there's just been some lagging soreness from when he dealt with that injury earlier in the season. But he'll be good to go. He's going to be batting leadoff, as he always has. Chris Martin, big-time bullpen arm for the Braves this year, has been amazing. He kind of miraculously, to me, apparently feels great. I was worried about him when we found out that he was suffering from a groin injury. Usually that seems like something that's not going to just all of a sudden heal up super quickly, but it's apparently something that he has dealt with before, so he knew exactly what he was feeling when he started feeling it, and he didn't push it at all. And after a couple of days of rest, he's feeling much, much better. In fact, he says he feels perfectly fine, or that's what Brian Snicker said. So good news on those guys. The only guy who's not going to be 100% going into the playoffs is Austin Riley. But again, the good news is that he's at least good enough to still play. He's been swinging every day. He hit against Max Fried when Max worked a session on Sunday. So, you know, all these guys are kind of gearing up and getting ready to play. The Braves should have, you know, for as many season-long injuries and guys that they've lost in the starting rotation, they should be in pretty good shape otherwise from a health perspective.
Joe Patrick joining us here on the Wade4.com hotline to talk some Braves and Reds. Game one of the series gets underway tomorrow as we've got postseason baseball in Atlanta. You know, after Trevor Bauer, you've got Castillo, you've got Sonny Gray. I feel like the Braves bats can certainly get to those two pitchers. But this feels like just like the classic matchup of the old adage of great bats against great pitchers. And we know historically the theme is great pitching will shut down great hitting. But I look at the Reds offensively, third least runs scored in the National League. What is the formula for the Reds to theoretically pull off an upset against the Braves?
I mean, the Reds have been very reliant on the home run ball. If you look at how their runs have been produced, it's come like so much more than other teams through hitting home runs. So really that's going to be one of the keys for these Braves starting pitchers, just keeping the ball in the ballpark, which can be a struggle at times. I mean, Truist Park, it sometimes can feel like a bandbox, especially with that short right field porch. So that's going to be a key for the Braves pitchers, just try to keep the ball in the ballpark. But yeah, you're right. I mean, the Reds have that's one of the reasons why this series is kind of a classic narrative matchup. If you've got the kind of the unmovable or the immovable object versus the however that phrase goes. Everybody knows. But I think what the Braves really have going for them is not only do they have a lineup of good hitters, they have a lineup of really smart hitters who really know how to work counts, how to really make starting pitchers aggravated and get them to not be so efficient in games. And then they go and they just pound other teams' bullpens. They've pretty much done that to every team they've played this year. So that's going to be one of the keys for, I think, if you're watching this series, is to hope to see the Braves really work counts, get the starting pitchers' pitch counts up early in the game, and then let them do the damage late on. Because we know that this team, even if they're trailing, if they're hitting against another team's bullpen, I would never count this team out, no matter how much they're down. So they're going to have chances late in games, regardless of what the score is at that time.
And, Joe, we know this is a tricky thing right here with these three games. And we know that Max Fried, like you say, is going tomorrow. And we're pretty sure that the other two guys are going to be Ian Anderson and Kyle Wright. Is that the definite right there?
That's what we suspect. You know, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but that's what I would expect to see. And then we'll see where we go from there if the Braves are still alive at that point, because things get really really crazy with the schedule, with this postseason schedule the way it is, so much different than it is in normal years. But, yeah, those are the guys we can expect to see in this series. Ian Anderson will be the guy who's teed up to go next, and then Kyle Wright will pitch game three if it's needed.
Joe, final one for me. When I look at and I ask myself for this Braves team, what would be a success in the postseason, even though – we know that the pitching is not where it needs to be, and pitching is obviously a huge element when we get to the month of October. I said to myself, I go, all right, win this series, win the division series. If you lose to the Dodgers in the NLCS in six games, I would still consider that a success, because you won two series after basically a two-decade drought, and you did so missing a lot of quality starting pitching, or lacking in that department, I should say. What is a success for this team in the postseason?
I think for Braves fans, it's just going to vary by fan, right? Some fans are just win the World Series or bust, and some just want this team to win a playoff series, which they haven't done in nearly two decades. But I can tell you, just based on what Brian Snicker said today, I mean, this team thinks they can win the World Series. Like, this team thinks that they can go all the way, and that's what they want to do. And they're going to be very disappointed if they win the series against the Reds but then get knocked out against the Cubs in the next round or something like that. This team's going to go home disappointed, because they really feel like they've got the potential to go all the way. And so that's really great to hear the mentality of that team. But, you know, Brian Snicker said these guys don't really have the same perspective on the postseason as a lot of fans do, because these players, a lot of them have only been around for two or three years. You know, maybe they've had a couple years of, unsuccessful postseason appearances these last 2 years. But it's not like they're Braves fans who have been, living and dying with this team for 20, 30, 40, 50 years and kind of experiencing all of those turmoils. So I think this team is, you know, they're dead set on, they're still confident. They trust the starting pitchers that they have, and they really just obviously trust the bats that they're going to be able to get the job done. And so we'll see if that happens.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.